Music Toronto is back for a 2025-26 season. The organization has been a cornerstone of the GTA's cultural landscape for over 50 years and is dedicated to producing world-class concerts that bring together the finest chamber music artists and ensembles. Its mission is to support emerging artists and foster creativity with the next generation of musicians, obviously Canadian and international superstars being a part of this season and many others. The fall-winter series features traditional and contemporary chamber music concerts and recitals. In the summer of 2023, Roman Boris, cellist of the Griffin Trio, longtime ensemble in residence, was appointed artistic and executive director, bringing his new vision to this very storied institution. MusicTorontoConcerts.com to see this year's sparkling roster of talent on the stage. And with us back in the Classical FM studios, it is Roman Boris. Welcome.
Hello, Mark. It's great to be here.
Great to be with you. You and I have chatted over the years about your schedule with the Griffins and touring every year, all the education initiatives you've worked on for decades now. And in 2023, you said, hey, you know what? Let's really pile it on and do more. So tell me about that decision and why you felt compelled.
Well, you know, organizations go through transitions, they go through cycles, and it was just, you know, Jennifer Taylor was a longtime artistic producer of Music Toronto, and it was just time. She was looking, you know, to have somebody, you know, take over for her, and given our relationship, I mean, she and I over the years have talked for many hours, as you can imagine, having given that we've been an ensemble in residence. So things flowed. I had been running the Ottawa Chamber Fest for 13 years, and so I've got
another really big event that happens every year.
It was spectacular. I mean, yeah, that one was quite something. My first season at the Ottawa Chamber Fest, the two-week season, had 130 concerts in 2 weeks.
I mean, it is amazing. You get that press release every year, and it's just this, I mean, it's international, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. There was a lot that I learned,
yeah.
And I had many opportunities to play with programming, to discover new artists, to talk to all sorts of people. And I feel that a lot of that knowledge has been distilled and sort of concentrated. And I'm just thrilled to be able to bring it all to some effect here at home. I've given us the mission, a three-pillar mission.
Okay.
The concerts being one, so we know that. Artist development, second big pillar, and community engagement and education, third pillar. So as an organization focused on small ensembles, chamber music, and recitals, we are interested not just in the concerts that we might present today, but in the artists that are going to be presenting those concerts tomorrow and for years to come, and the audiences that are going to be coming to enjoy that, to take all of that in. So it's a complete sort of ecosystem.
It's a star system is what it is. You know?
Well, I guess, you know.
I mean, we think about the Griffins as beloved and well-known all across the country, and so if you can do that for somebody else, it's
no, absolutely
pretty amazing.
So I've created a number of pathways in which we can engage these early career artists who are, many of them already doing many things.
Let's talk about somebody who's not in an early career situation, that being James Ennis.
Yes.
Talking about a Grammy, Juno Award winner, Gramophone Artist of the Year just a couple of years ago.
He doesn't have enough shelf space.
I know. He's been here on the show. Incredible violinist, obviously. Yeah. And he opens your season. It's going to be September 30th, a Tuesday, Jane Mallet Theater, St. Lawrence Center for the Arts, which is your home. And he is debuting a quartet. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Chamber music is a life force for any string player. So I'm sure there isn't anybody who really knows James who would imagine that chamber music wouldn't be a very big part of his life. He is the artistic director of the Seattle Chamber Music Society, so he has a lot of opportunity there. He's been playing with this quartet, pretty much the same members, for over 15 years, and yet this is their Toronto debut, which is incredible. Audiences here are accustomed to seeing James playing with the Toronto Symphony, playing with Andrew Armstrong, pianist, Ed Kerner, and other pianists, but never has the quartet been here. So we're very thrilled. He's very excited to bring his chamber music side to Music Toronto.
MusicTorontoConcerts.com, September 30th. That is the opener. Here's a little James Ennis. We are off to a great start with Music Toronto. James Ennis bringing his quartet to Toronto for the very first time, a premiere. That is the September edition with Music Toronto. This is an interesting story you've got for October. We followed what happened with, people remember the name Lars Vogt, who passed away a couple of years ago. It was a real tragedy. And he was with Christian and Tanya Tetzlaff. And they were a group. They've transformed. They've moved into a new era for that trio. And so tell me about booking this and a little bit about this story.
Well, Lars was really at the peak of his career and was lost to us, passed away. And one of his students is this fantastic pianist, Kivili Dirkin. I think she filled in for him when he was ailing.
Right.
And so the transition started, and Christian and Tanya just decided that this was just an incredible thing and actually a great way to sort of honor Lars's legacy in a way. She's got a lot of his music, I would say, from my experience, in her. And of course, his has a huge personality, and they're playing some huge personality repertoire.
Okay.
The whole second half will be the great Tchaikovsky piano trio. I mean, that's something the Griffin Trio does play, but I mean, and we love storming through, but it's not one of those pieces that we sort of bring up, you know, like once every 10 years kind of thing.
Okay.
So, and then they're playing the Smetana Trio, which is another work that is very much fueled by personal tragedy, which results in an incredibly passionate and beautiful work, a stunning slow movement, and they're opening with the Mozart Trio. So that's going to be a great program.
Tchaikovsky, Mozart, and Czech composer Bedřich Smetana as part of that. And let's listen to a little bit of the Tetzlaffs in performance. Tuesday, October 21st, 7:30 p.m., Jane Mallet Theater, St. Lawrence Center for the Arts. A really, really special trio coming to Music Toronto. Let's get to November. You've got a pair of events. By the way, Roman Boris, Artistic Director, is with us of Music Toronto. Tell us about J.S. Bach's Long Walk in the Snow. This has been on tour for a while now, so kind of fun. And then you've got Michelle Kahn at the piano. So tell us what's happening.
Exactly.
November.
So Michelle Kahn is performing for us, returning to Music Toronto on November 11th. And she has a wonderful program that focuses on Brahms and the Schumanns, Clara and Robert.
It's a very popular pairing, or in that case, a trio of names. We've seen the National Arts Center Orchestra do that over the years.
Yes, and record. It'll be fascinating. We haven't had a program like that for some time, and it'll be particularly interesting to hear it all through Michelle's lens. She has a particular take on things. I think I've always imagined that she would be one of the warmest interpreters of this music and also understand very clearly the mercurial component, certainly of the Schumanns, and then the Brahms be able to really set into that. So that's going to be a real audience favorite program, I imagine.
7:30 p.m., Michelle Kahn, yep. November 11th. 6:30 start time because you've got an opener there.
We do. Thank you for mentioning that. This, I guess, sort of reaching back into the comment about the early career artists. The beginning of my tenure at Music Toronto, I started a new little series called CoES, Celebration of Small Ensembles, and many of our audience members know this now, 45-minute sets, and they're people that our audience doesn't know, and it's a whole new experience, and we have a CoES pre-concert on November 11th, and our artists will actually be in residence with us that week, getting all sorts of mentorship, and they are the Fierbois duo, and this is a oboe and piano duo.
We don't see that all the time.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
And they've got some beautiful commissioned works, as well as some really a stellar arrangement of Vaughan Williams' Lark Ascending, which, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Amazing, for two, which will be
exactly
incredible.
I mean, it is, actually. They're, between the two of them, they've got some very serious arranging chops, I must say.
November 11th, that's nice. The Fierbois Oboe and Piano Duo, and then Michelle Kahn at 7:30. As we look a little later in November, part of your Muse series, J.S. Bach's Long Walk in the Snow. I worked with Tom Allen for many years at the Big Plant downtown. He's got a great ensemble together, and it's kind of storytelling and music, right? Is that how it is?
I absolutely love this format of Tom's. Indeed, it is storytelling, and what he does is he picks up a bunch of facts about somebody like Bach, for instance, and then he fills in the gaps in the story with some sort of plausible fiction in the way that he does, and he builds in all sorts of music. This is all the story about Bach as a young man, and we don't know much about him because he wasn't very famous when he was, I think, 19, and he decided that...
Some would say he wasn't even very famous after he passed away.
Pretty farewell. Indeed.
Took a while. Indeed. CPE took all the smiles.
Well, I mean, yeah, getting back to Mendelssohn, I mean, he had a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
But Bach decided that he had to hear the great organist, Dietrich Buxtehude. And he was playing. The only way to get to this performance, which was 400 kilometers away, was to put one foot in front of the other and
wow.
get walking.
That's a good young man story there.
Well, it is. I mean, it was his own personal outward bound. He went and did that. And Tom just imagines all sorts of things that may have happened along the way. It's a great two-hour experience. So
it is Sunday, November 23rd, 7:30 p.m., J.S. Bach's Long Walk in the Snow. Mm-hmm. And so music and storytelling. We get into December again, part of this Muse series, and what makes it great? We actually kind of featured this here on the New Classical FM last year. It's Vivaldi's Seasons, and you've got the Canadian Chamber Orchestra, you've got Isabella Perón, so tell me about that.
Well, Rob Capello is a name and a force that many Torontonians are familiar with. For 15 years or so, he was a huge component of the Toronto Symphony's education programs. I mean, it was incredible to see 2,000 people show up to hear Rob Capello explain what makes Mozart Eine Kleine Nachtmusik great. And he takes famous pieces like that. And Rob just has a way of bringing even the most seasoned musician who might be involved in one of these to a new point of understanding in terms of what it is that really makes that piece continue to resonate, to be so appealing. In this case, he's taking apart two movements of Vivaldi's well-known Seasons.
Again, that weren't well-known for a very long time.
Exactly.
Discovered in the 20th century.
Well, and to be rediscovered on December 7th.
Like, yeah.
And so he takes it all apart. And the Canadian Chamber Orchestra is this new ensemble, relatively new ensemble.
How big is a chamber orchestra?
It's about 15, 16 people. Yeah,
pretty nice.
That's a nice, and they've done some great things. I'm loving what I'm hearing. They've already played on our Coase series, which is that sort of introductory series, so as has Isabella Perón.
Okay.
Many Torontonians have heard Isabella play with the GGS Orchestra at the Conservatory. She went to school here and just last year played Brahms Concerto in a spectacular fashion with the Conservatory Orchestra. So I heard that and I said, I've got to bring this artist into our sphere.
Muse, what makes it great? Vivaldi's Seasons and that great lineup we just talked about. Sunday, December 7th. 3 p.m. start time at the Jane Mallet Theater. We've got a wrap. We've got lots to talk about. You're going to come back when we get into 2026. But we should just point out the Griffins will be playing in January. And I just saw Stephen Asirlis in Spain, of all places. Mm-hmm. He was with the Budapest Festival Orchestra. So pretty exciting. You've got some big, big stuff coming up
in
the new year.
Stephen will be wrapping up. Well, not quite wrapping up the season with us, but as a cellist, you can imagine, I'm very excited. And the students that will be performing for him in masterclass are already anticipating a great experience. So
2026, we'll talk about it as we get a little closer. Roman Boris, artistic and executive director with Music Toronto, cellist with the Griffin Trio, of course. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Have a look at the full season lineup. You can get tickets. You can get all the information. There's more there. MusicTorontoConcerts.com.